This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 111. My name is Derek Gallimore, and today we're joined by Nick Sinclair again of The Outsourced Accountant. Nick, we spoke to in episode 106. We explored his journey with outsourcing. He was originally a different kind of businessman in his own right, and he pivoted into providing a niche outsourced service offering. Okay, so it's within the accounting niche, and it's effectively wholesaling accountants to the accounting industry in the West. Super interesting. So I want to spend time with Nick and dig into his business, not only the offering, but the kind of mechanics behind the business. So I found this super interesting, and I'm sure you will too. If you want any of the show notes or get in touch with Nick, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/111. Enjoy.
Hi and welcome back, everybody. Today we are joined again by Nick Sinclair of the Outsourced Accountant. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolute pleasure. And so today, as promised, I want to deep dive into your company, which is the Outsourced Accountant. And, you know, without kind of wanting to introduce it myself, it's basically growing at breakneck pace. You built it as a result of effectively a pivot through outsourcing in the Philippines, and you know now it's sort of leading the space in terms of innovative accounting services. So super excited to discuss this with you. Nick, I suppose for those that haven't listened to the previous episode, can you just give a quick bio and background and introduction as to who you are?
No worries. Thanks, Derek. So Nick Sinclair, CEO of the Outsourced Accountant. My background prior to this was as a financial planner and accountant for 10 years. So I ran a full financial services practice in Australia, on the Gold Coast in Australia, for 10 years before looking at putting in a back office over in the Philippines, which pivoted and turned into the Outsourced Accountant, which is what it is today.
Fantastic. So give us some of the quick stats as to the Outsourced Accountant. When did you start? It's about 4 years old now?
Yes, yeah, so we're 4 years old in December this year. So as we stand as today, we've got 612 staff working in our offices. We've got four offices spread across Manila and Clark, which is roughly just under 5,000 square metres of floor space for those team members. We've got a bit over 110 people in recruiting and waiting to start at the moment as well. So been growing at a rate of about 100% per annum. So year-on-year growth has been strong. And half of that growth is coming from existing clients that are putting on additional people with us.
And these are just, you know, staggering numbers, aren't they? I want to dig into this business, not because, you know, this is an infomercial, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are sniffing around, and if I can sort of refer you to good people, then that's absolutely fantastic, and we'll dig into your business. But also from a business perspective, it's super exciting the fact that you're almost at a point of 750 people within 4 years of starting a brand new business. It's staggering growth, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun and interesting for me. The growth is, it seems, I mean, when I tell people about it, it seems really big, and but it's not from a process point of view and from a business point of view. I don't treat it like that. I mean, our 5-year goal from here is to be 10,000 people. So I look at where we are today, we'll end up at, 750 odd at the end of the year. For us to grow to 10,000 people, that's, there's a lot of work to be done, but it's easily achievable.
And just give us an insight into your internal structure. You know, I would imagine if you had 750 people, you wouldn't get a minute's sleep in a day because there's so many things to do. But it's quite the opposite in the Philippines, because I would imagine you have a commensurate administrative structure on top of that.
Yeah, look, definitely. We've got a global executive team of six people. So these are executives that are running the different divisions and parts of the business. And then in the Philippines, we have a full leadership team. So we have a support team in the Philippines of about 90 staff, and that ranges across HR, recruiting, which we call talent acquisition, a training division, which includes tax training that we do as part of our service. We have IT. IT is obviously part of all of that, facilities management. All of our offices have cafes in them and recreation areas, so we've got a facilities team. We've got sales and administration. you know, we've got drivers. It does range, but there's about 90 support staff supporting the business, and we really need that sort of support level with the growth rate that we're going through at the moment. So I get plenty of sleep, and that's one of the benefits of having a really, really strong executive team, global executive team, but then also having a really strong local leadership team to really drive the business strategy and day-to-day operations.
It's incredible, isn't it? And because, of course, you know, so that's a ratio of about 10 fee earners to one administrative staff around about. And are you finding that you're able to keep up with growth? Are there growing pains with growth? It's sort of a fairly big Herculean operational task to double every year.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one, because when we compare our support staff compared against the industry, which is in the outsourcing IBIS report, we are heavy or over in support staff, but we really have done that strategically to keep up with the growth. Because we are growing at such a rapid rate, we do need a higher level of support staff compared to fee earning to handle this growth, and that's just been part of our strategy. A lot of our competitors, you could say, in the marketplace are running support staff nowhere near the level that we are. They may be running 20 to 25 people, but that's the reason, you know, a strong part of why we're doubling every year, and they're putting on, you know, 5 to 10% growth or 20% growth, is that we've got the support to really scale and scale fast.
Yeah, but growth is... growth is fundamentally inefficient, isn't it, really? You can't really have efficient growth, but obviously then the upside is that you've got the growth.
Yeah, and one of our big things is that we want to continue to have that wow experience for both our clients and our people that we employ. So to do that, we really need to have the support team to be able to do that. We could certainly run lean, we could scale, we could still scale, but we're just not going to give the level of service that our clients deserve and expect from us. And also our retention rate of staff would not be what it is today if we didn't do what we're doing with the amount of people that we employ just to manage it.
Sure. So outsourcing takes on so many different shapes and sizes, and, you know, even contract workers on Upwork is outsourcing to a degree. You are kind of offering an outsourced service within a specialized vertical of accounting, but specifically, what is your business model and what is your product and service that you offer, and who is your client?
Yeah, so our niche is, I suppose, a lot different to traditional outsourcing work. So our niche is 100% accounting firms, and those accounting firms typically also own finance brokerages or financial planning practices. So that's really the market we operate for any of pretty much most of the Western countries. So the US is a big market. We're in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. We have clients spread across Hong Kong and different areas as well, but typically, the main markets we operate is Australia and the US and the UK. And they're accounting firms from sole practitioners right up to second tier firms with, you know, 1,000 staff across the country and everything in between that. So what we offer is seat leasing, or it's a different type of model. So we basically provide the people to the accounting firm. So an accounting firm will come to us and say, we want an administration assistant, or we want a marketing person, or we want someone to do audit, or we want someone to do business tax returns. We will then basically recruit 3 to 4 candidates for them to interview, and then they select the person they want. And then that person works within our facilities, but works solely for that client. And the client's really responsible for training and managing them on a day-to-day basis. So the easiest way to look at it is we're like a serviced office in that we provide the environment for the person to work. And we're also like a labour hire company where we provide the people. But the difference is that the accounting firms treat these people like they are their employees. They have full control over everything they do on a day-to-day basis. All we do is provide the environment, the HR support, the payroll, and those sorts of areas.
And how do you ensure the quality and calibre of the placed candidates? Because there's obviously different taxation standards for different countries. You know, how do you ensure quality?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So our talent acquisition area, that's obviously one of the biggest areas that we do filter. I mean, last year we had over 15,000 applications for 220 roles. So we have a significant amount of applicants come in, and then we filter down based on experience, we filter down based on testing that we do. And our testing process is very rigorous to make sure that we are only getting the top 10 to 20% of applicants coming through to work with our clients, because part of, I suppose, the challenges is that they could be fundamentally a really strong accountant, but if they don't have strong communication and strong ability to learn at a fast rate, then they're just not going to work in the BPO or the outsourcing environment that we provide. So it's really some structured testing around that. And at the end of the day, all of our applicants, most of them don't have any experience in the countries where they're going to be operating. And that's a large part comes back to our training division and also the client to then train them on the specific tax requirements for the country that they're working in. Because most of it, or probably 99% of the staff that come to us have never had experience in those markets. But in saying that, they're 3 to 10 years worth of commercial experience in the Philippines. They're strong accountants. They understand balance sheets. They understand P&Ls. It's just the tax that they need to learn. And that part can be taught, and they can learn that quickly as well.
Yeah, because the sort of localized knowledge is, I suppose, pretty quickly transferable, especially if they're a relatively effective accountant and they're given the right textbook to, you know, study up on, then I suppose that they can get up to speed relatively quick. Yeah,
yeah, with the right training process and the clients really dedicating the time and effort required, it can be scalable and it can be trained really fast.
And what is the cost differential then? You know, give us an insight into your service costs and the typical cost differential then between what the firm would normally be paying in their own hometown.
Yeah, so typically, and this is a global thing we've found across the US, UK and Australia, New Zealand, is that typically you can employ 4 accountants in the Philippines for the cost of 1 in those Western countries. So you're basically getting an increase of 300% capacity because you can employ 4 people versus 1 person. How that is then broken down to how we charge. So there's 2 components of how we charge. We have transparent pricing. So we charge a flat fee of $700 per month to provide all of the services that we do, being the facilities, the HR, the IT support, all of the cost of running our operation is covered in that fee. So that's $700 per month per employee. And then on top of that, we charge whatever the cost of the employee is. So dependent on the role that the client's employing, whether it be a junior accountant up through to a senior accountant to an insolvency expert or a marketing or administration role, the cost does vary depending on what the role is. But if we're talking about a standard accountant with, you know, 3 to 5 years experience, the total cost, including our cost, would be roughly $20,000 per annum, which is the equivalent of, you know, quarter of the cost of someone in Australia or the US.
Right. And is the productivity, is the output pretty much equivalent to one-on-one, or do you get a slight reduction in terms of quality and output?
It's actually quite interesting. I mean, and we've certainly tracked a lot of this with our clients. So in the first 6 to 12 months, productivity rates are lower. But a lot of that is just the And lower both for the Australian staff involved in training and also the Philippine staff. But that's part of the long-term strategy. So it's really around the initial training requirement means that the productivity will be lower in some cases. But we see after the six-month to 12-month mark that the productivity rates in the Philippines are actually higher than where they're operating the accounting firm in the Western world, whether it be the US, UK or Australia. So we are seeing the Philippine staff outproduce the staff in those countries, and a lot of that has to do with the environment that is provided in the Philippines and the productivity over here. It's a lot more productive environment as opposed to, you know, I know in Australia in our sales office over there, you know, you'll go to get a cup of tea and you'll talk to 5 staff on the way, and you'll go to the bathroom and you'll bump into 4 other people and have a chat to them as well. It's in the Philippines, it's very structured. They have 15-minute morning tea, 15-minute afternoon tea, an hour lunch break, and besides that, they're sitting down and actually working.
And especially the accountants in the Philippines, they seem pretty kind of, they're pretty determined bunch, aren't they?
Well, really professional, really clever. 70% of our staff are female, so it's a very female-orientated industry. very intelligent, and very the work ethic's just fantastic. And the other part of that is also a large percentage of our staff are primary income producers for their family, and they're the main breadwinners. So, you know, they're there to work. They're not there to have a social life. They're there to actually be productive. A lot of them have had kids, so they are mature. But, you know, I say they're mature, but our average age of our employees is 30, so it is quite young.
Mm. And it's incredible, isn't it? You know, as you mentioned, there's an onboarding period where productivity is reduced. But when you're looking at an annual cost of 20 grand a year, then actually the kind of risk and exposure from doing these things and the carry costs of training people are so significantly lower than any similar kind of endeavor in the West. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at it, because this fact that there is an investment in time to get this strategy up and running. But when you look at the cost of the average tenure for an accountant in Australia or the US and how long they stay with an accounting firm, the time and money you invest in getting someone up to the point where you need them for them to go and leave and work somewhere else, the cost of that is significantly higher than the time and energy and cost to get a team of, say, 4 or 5 up and running in the Philippines. So it's easy to get a team of 4 or 5 up and running. If one leaves, there's no issue. To invest all that time and money into one person in Australia, they're going to use you for experience and then they're going to go off to somewhere else and get paid more anyway.
Yeah, of course. And in most of the West, you know, you have recruitment fees and they're really significant chunks of money, whereas I assume coming to you, then the recruitment is just included within the set price.
It is. It's all part of the cost. And the other part of that is when you look at, I mean, if we look at globally in the last 12 months, accounting wages globally have increased around 6% in the West. So if you look at an $80,000 salary, you know, if my maths are right, it's about $4,800 increase in wage. And you then put that back to an equivalent increase in the Philippines of, that would be close to 25% increase in wages. So even when you're looking at, you know, wage increases and things like that, the fact that you have an outsourced team, you could almost put on, if you had 4 staff in Australia all at a 6% increase, you could put on another team member in the Philippines for that cost alone.
Yeah, it's incredible, huh? And, you know, I mean, there's salary inflation in the Philippines, but there's a huge amount of accountants being produced in the Philippines. And also just generally in the Philippines, there's about 500,000 university graduates per year. So I think there's probably a lot more capacity in the system in the Philippines than there is in the West, it seems.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you look at it, there's from numbers that I've seen, there's over 20,000 accounting graduates coming out of university. It's one of the top 3 courses in the Philippines. So when you're looking at the significant supply of talent, like I said, last year we had 15,000 applications last calendar year for 210 roles. This year, I think we'll go close to 25,000 applications for about 300 to 400 roles. So significant amount of talent. And they're only the ones that are aware of us. So there's plenty more accountants out there that don't even know who we are.
It's just such a huge scale, isn't it? Well, congratulations. It sounds, you know, an incredible enterprise. And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Best way is just to go to our website, theoutsourcedaccountant.com, and all of our contact details are on there. Or you can email me personally, nick@toa.com.ph.
Fantastic. Thanks, Nick.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so that was Nick Sinclair of The Outsourced Accountant. If you want to get in touch with Nick, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/111. Or if you want to get in touch with us, just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.